This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daniel Orlando Peña. Date of birth is August 7, 1969. Case ID number is 424-3675. Date of exam, April 13, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Eduardo Flores, dated 5/3/2022, identifying information. This is a 53-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of respiratory heart failure and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on April of 2022, where he worked as a transporter for cars and did some body work on cars, which he states he did for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in his sister's house, and his sister is taking care of him. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, respiratory heart failure. Number two, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations. Number one, respiratory heart failure. The claimant states that on March 29, 2022, he presented himself to Valley Baptist Medical Center emergency room and was hospitalized for 1 week, secondary to having a myocardial infarction. Stenting was placed on the left anterior descending coronary artery times one with angioplasty performed. The claimant states that he suffers from fatigue, comma, left chest discomfort, comma, which radiates to his back, causing him pain. He states he can usually have this pain for 4 hours, and he has it at least 3 times per week. The claimant also states when he exhibits exertion that the pain is precipitated by any kind of activity. He rarely has the chest pain when he's at rest and is not associated with any kind of food intake. He states that the chest pain is relieved by taking one nitroglycerin tablet and by resting. He denies any intake of antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, and dizziness. He denies any vomiting. His risk factors include diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of hypertension or smoking at this time. His physician is Dr. Soto and Dr. Eduardo Flores. The claimant had a left ventricular ejection fraction of 25%, which is very low. The claimant does have a history of gastritis, comma, pancreatitis, comma, and history of anterior wall MI. He does have shortness of breath with occasional pedal edema and has to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with respiratory heart failure / ischemic cardiomyopathy with coronary artery disease and anterior wall myocardial infarction. He is also suffering from chronic systolic congestive heart failure. He has had one stent placed in with angioplasty. His condition is stable at this time but guarded. He is presently taking aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, spironolactone 25 milligrams POQD, furosemide 40 milligrams QD, losartan 25 milligrams POQD. and calcium 40 milligrams, POQD, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams, BID, and nitrostat 0.4 milligrams sublingually. PRN is needed for his angina. These are medications for his heart failure and heart condition. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 25 pounds. The claimant does have in-organ damage of retinopathy. And is being treated conservatively at this time for his condition and is expected to have injections in the near future. He denies any nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet with numbness and cardiovascular disease. The claimant does check his blood glucose three times per day and states that it usually comes out around 170. It has been as low as 60 and as high as 380 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, which is fairly well controlled. He is presently on Lymuja, 5 units TID, Traceba, FlexTouch, 20 units sub-Q QPM, Synjardy XR, 12.5 mg/1,000 mg BID. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 6 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet. The claimant has no assistive devices and his physician is Dr. Jose Pena. He is presently on no medications at this time for pain. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, and sitting a little bit outside as well as walking around the outside house. His physician, as noted earlier, is Dr. Jose Pena, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. Family history. His father died at the age of 70 from diabetes mellitus, myocardial infarction, and congestive heart failure. His mother died at the age of 70 from cancer of the liver and from the pancreas. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, prasugrel 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, furosemide 40 milligrams QAM and 20 milligrams QPM, spironolactone 25 milligrams QD, Losartan 25 milligrams, one half tablet QD. Lyumjev, it's Lyumjev, 5 units TID for diabetes. Traceba FlexTouch, 20 units of QPM. Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Furosemide, 40 milligrams QD. atorvastatin, calcium, 40 milligrams QD. Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Synjardy XR, 12.5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID. Nitrostat, 0.4 milligrams sublingually PRN for chest pain. Ketorolac, trimethamine, optic drops, 0.5%. Apply QD to both eyes for inflammation. Trelegy, 200 micrograms / 62.5 micrograms / 25 micrograms QOD. Fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms, spray each nostril QD. Medical problems, coronary artery disease, comma, anterior wall myocardial infarction, with status post PTCA with stenting of diffuse 95% mid left anterior descending artery with stenosis, ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 25%, systolic congestive heart failure, life vest patient initiated on 4/13/2022, type 2 diabetes mellitus, with the usage of insulin, occupational lung disease, secondary to the patient being an automotive paint and body shop mechanic, major surgery, post-trans coronary artery, coronary angioplasty of the left anterior descending coronary artery with good results. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 154 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 115 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with signs of mild retinopathy. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant does wear glasses, but he forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear with auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant does appear to be short of breath and does appear to have difficulty breathing. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms. Or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally, secondary to weakness. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, but the claimant did have moderate difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate, but at a slow rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he did not present with an assistive device, but probably needs one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to oppose, pinch, grasp, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to weakness. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for heart failure and a myocardial infarction. He is unable to heel and toe walk, but can walk at a tandem rate, but at a slow rate. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to weakness. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and does show moderate fatigue, secondary to heart failure. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of anterior wall MI with chronic systolic congestive heart failure. And weakness with an ejection fraction of 25% of his heart. Probable diagnoses. Number one, respiratory heart failure. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has respiratory heart failure / ischemic cardiomyopathy / coronary artery disease / anterior wall myocardial infarction / chronic systolic congestive heart failure. His condition at this time is stable but guarded, secondary to an ejection fraction of the left side of his heart of 25%. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0. The claimant's glucose levels appear to be fairly stable at this time. However, it is noted that the claimant has had cardiovascular disease and is suffering from retinopathy of the left eye, which is to be treated in the near future. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daniel Orlando Peña.